Welcome to the world of reading. Reading is the pathway to learning. Your young reader may be doubtful or fearful, impatient, wondrous, or even inquisitive. There's room for all. Julia Alvarez said, "A book does not discriminate against any reader. All are welcome at the table of literature. Together we'll discover that when that book is closed, it does not have to be over. Every reader has a voice that is to be valued and heard. Today we honor the inquisitive reader. You might begin by letting your child know that before we even read the story, we can look at the pictures because they give lots of information. This is but one of many ideas that help to foster meaningful discussion. Let's just use our eyes right now and not even talk. We can pretend that our eyes are walking through these pages. After we look at the pictures, we can tell each other all the things we noticed. If after this picture walk, your child has had enough, that's perfectly all right. You can stop and say that we have so much information in our heads right now that perhaps we can take a break and read the story tomorrow. If in fact your inquisitive reader wants to listen to the story, go right ahead. Start by reading the name of the book. Depending on your child's prior knowledge, say that a book has a name just like we do, and that's called the title. I bet you know that somebody writes the book and somebody draws the pictures. Sometimes the very same person does both. The person who writes the words is called the author. The person who draws the pictures is called the illustrator. If your child already has this knowledge, just offer the names of the author and illustrator and eliminate all the other conversation. Your inquisitive reader will share this information right away. Once again, depending on your child's age and grade, you might offer the following, but if this doesn't feel right, don't proceed. Perhaps in school your teacher asks you to draw a picture about something in a story that you enjoyed. Did you know that you're now becoming an illustrator? Maybe your teacher also asks you to tell about your picture. Your teacher might write down your words and then read them back to you. You may even write the words on your own and read them to your teacher. That's how an inquisitive reader starts to become an author. Read the book without stopping for discussion. Refrain from asking any questions while you're reading. Allow your child to concentrate on the story. After the reading, you can have your book talk. A very comfortable way to begin your discussion is by asking your child what they enjoyed. You can share your favorite part as well. You might even mention something that you didn't particularly like about this story, and then invite your inquisitive reader to share as well. You might initiate this discussion by saying, "When an author writes a book, a decision is made if animals should be in the book, or people, or sometimes even things. An author uses the animals, or people, or things to tell the story. Those are called the characters. Who were the characters in this book? I noticed that all the characters in this book were animals. Let's see how many animals we can name. Which animal do you think was the most important one? In this story, the hen is called the main character because the hen was in just about everything that happened. Did you notice that the little red hen was quite a chatterbox? Let's think back to the words that the little red hen said. When I count to three, we'll say those words together. Now is a good time to talk about how very hard that little red hen was working. What did all those animals say to the hen when asked to help? What do you think about that? I think those animals need someone to talk to them to tell them about proper behavior. What would you say to the dog and cat and mouse if they were here right now? If you were the little red hen, how would you have treated those animals? What would you tell them about teamwork and what it means to be a friend? What was your favorite part of the story? I really loved that the little red hen had the courage to say no to the animals. What do you think about that? That's not easy to do. Tomorrow we can read a different book or we can read this again. Sometimes when we listen to a story a second time, we learn something brand new or we might even change our opinions about some things. Let's give that a try. To all you inquisitive readers out there, let me remind you that you have a voice. When that book is closed, it does not have to be over. Sharing your ideas is very powerful.